WHO's Assistant Director General, Dr. Keiji Fukuda, says most swine flu cases are still in North America, but there have been some incidents of the virus going south and some travel-related infections in Europe and Asia. The virus has spread to Colombia, the first confirmed case in South America. Dr. Fukuda says health authorities are monitoring the situation closely.
We have concerns about the infection traveling to the southern hemisphere because that part of the world will be heading into the winter months, and the winter months are when influenza viruses usually thrive, and so you typically see epidemics and outbreaks of influenza occur during those colder months.
Meanwhile, Mexico's Health Secretary, Jose Cordova, says most economic activity in his country will resume Wednesday and said the outbreak there is waning. WHO's Assistant Director General Fukuda stressed it is critical for countries everywhere to remain alert and keep monitoring the situation. He hailed the fact this level of surveillance is unprecedented.
At this point in history, this is the best surveillance we've ever had.
During a Geneva-based news conference, Dr. Fukuda said there were just more than 1,000 confirmed cases worldwide in a total of 20 countries, with 26 deaths, but cautioned that the numbers are constantly changing. He made clear that if the World Health Organization raises its alert level from phase 5 to phase 6, it will not be a statement about the severity of the virus, but would mean there is clear evidence of community-level transmission in another region of the world outside North America. Fukuda also said there had been no further outbreaks of influenza in pigs. He said it had been reported there had been signs of the H1N1 virus in a herd of pigs in Alberta, Canada, but indicated he did not have any firm details. He again stressed that pork products do not pose any risk to people.
The pigs are not the danger to people right now. It is really the danger is from people transmitting infection to other people.
Despite this information, up to 20 countries worldwide have banned imports of pork and other meat. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon also issued a strong warning that overreactions to the virus should be avoided, including unnecessary travel restrictions and the banning of certain foods. He pointed out that the livelihoods and well-being of millions of people across the world are at stake. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.